Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ateria. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I need to talk with somebody with Best Goil Up Trends.
I can get your zip code so I can assist you better.
Yeah, I have two charges on my credit card, one from May 6th and one from June 4th, from $59.89. And the one from May 6th, I have a confirmation number where that was supposed to be canceled and put back towards my credit card.
Okay.
And that still has it. And now I have another charge of $59.89.
Okay.
I need to stop and I need my money returned now.
Can I get your zip code, please?
43334.
Can you verify your first and last name for me today?
Teresa Gallagher.
You said 43334?
Correct.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me?
T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
And your last name?
G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.
You said G-A-L-L-A?
G-H-E-R.
Okay, so G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R?
Correct.
And your first name is T-H-E-R-E-S-A?
Correct.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address, please?
1640 County Road 170, Marengo, Ohio, 43334.
Thank you. So, yes, ma'am, I do have an account with you today, and your account has been canceled.
Then why does another charge come out today?
We haven't charged you since, well, we didn't even charge you then. They voided out that charge, and that was in September the 16th of 2021. So we haven't charged you anything else.
They're coming out on my credit card. One came out on May 6th. Well, let's see. Yeah, May 6th, and one came out on June 4th.
Well, you may call under another number. Did your bank give you another number to call as well?
No, ma'am. This is the only number they've got.
Okay. Well, this, you may be under a different campaign. You may, sometimes you have to, they're supposed to provide you with two numbers. And right now, this campaign, we haven't charged you anything.
Could this be under another name, John Thompson?
No, it'll be under another account, another number, phone number. So that's probably, that's because we haven't charged you anything right now.
Well, hold on. Let me find the other phone number. Which would be my significant other. 567-876-2084.
That's another phone number?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. And what would that phone number be?
576-8. No, wait a minute. 567, I'm sorry. 876-2084.
And the name would be John Thompson, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have an account with him, and he, yes, you were charged on the 5th, which is today. for $59.89 for a okay, so you entered a contest to win a toolbox. And when you enter that contest to win a toolbox, it also enrolled you into a meal plan app. And this meal plan app, it focused on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb craving. It includes meal plans, recipe guides to eat better and feel better. So that's what happened on this account.
Can you cancel it? Because this is on my credit card.
Okay, I could go ahead and cancel that for you.
And can you refund my money?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and notate your account, letting the account know that it has been refunded and canceled.
So you're refunding me at least $100.
Well, I only have you down for $59.89.
What about the May 6th amount?
Yeah, the May 6th is what I'm refunding you.
What about the amount that just came out, June 4th?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I refund you for June the 5th.
Okay, what about the May 6th amount?
So we can't deal with the previous amount. We only can deal with the amount that is current.
Okay, that's fine. I'll eat the other $60 and tell him if he touches my card again, I'll ram it up as you know what.
Yeah, but I do have you canceled, meaning that you can no longer be billed anymore. And then I have that voided, so that means it should be already back into your account. But if it isn't, it'll be 3 to 5 business days. But 9 times out of 10, if it has been voided, it should go right back.
Okay, can I have a cancellation number for this one?
Yeah, it'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-820-051.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day now.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Goodbye.